Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood, New York Times theater critic. Tolstoy's War and Peace has made it to the opera and the movies more than once. Now the musical theater takes a crack at this classic novel. The show is called Natasha, Pierre, and the Great Comet of 1812. It was a sellout hit when it opened off Broadway last fall. This summer, it's being remounted at a venue in the Meatpacking District, a place called Cazino or Casino. Natasha, Pierre, and the Great Comet of 1812 is written by Dave Malloy. Charles, how does Malloy manage to condense Tolstoy's novel into a reasonable amount of stage time?
Well, basically, he eliminates the entire war. The show is actually just based on a small sliver of the novel, about 100 pages, actually, if you wanted to find that 100 pages and read it in advance. It's basically a love triangle. Natasha is engaged to Prince Andrei. And at the opera one night, she finds herself seduced by the very caddish Anatole, which, of course, upsets Pierre, who has an abiding love for her. And so basically, it's a little bit of a Russian soap opera.
All right, then. This War and Peace musical takes place in a custom-built venue called Casino. It's the latest in this kind of immersive theater. So what is this place, Casino, and what's the experience of this show like?
Well, they're actually trying to rather audaciously bring back dinner theater here. The price of the show, which is $125, includes a full dinner. And the show takes place sort of amongst the tables and on platforms above you. So you do feel you are really sort of in there among the drama.
What kind of music does Mr. Malloy use to tell this story?
Well, that's what's interesting. It's actually a completely through-sung musical, but it's all pop music, essentially. Although there's a lot of variety. Some of it is mainly folk music. You know, I heard strains of Joni Mitchell and the musical Hair in there. There's also a very, you know, funny scene that uses techno music to sort of display the decadence of, you know, Anatole and his evil friends. It's very eclectic, but it's not really what you would associate with, you know, this classic Russian novel, which, well, I think is where the excitement of the show comes from.
And yet, on the other hand, then, does director Rachel Chavkin and playwright Malloy and the rest of the cast, are they able to bring these characters convincingly to life or familiarly to life so we know who they are?
Well, I think the, you know, dissonance is a bit of the charm. The libretto is quite slangy and it's definitely contemporary, but they're all dressed in period costumes and acting as you would think aristocratic Russians might act. And they're all terrific. Philippa Soo, who plays Natasha, has a very luminous sort of intensity, and she's supposed to be, you know, profoundly innocent. And Dave Malloy, who plays Pierre, has a sort of rumpled graciousness. It's quite charming. And, of course, the wicked Anatole is very convincingly wicked. Although it's not by any means a traditional, you know, musical theater version of War and Peace, I think it would be preferable to, you know, a 9-hour epic musical version. It's quite condensed, and it's quite intoxicating, actually.
Natasha, Pierre, and the Great Comet of 1812 is running now at Casino, a pop-up venue on West 13th Street. Charles Isherwood of the New York Times pops up here each week at this time to take us around Broadway on WQXR. Next week, of course, we'll talk about who won and lost the Tony Awards. You can find a survey on that very subject on our website at WQXR.org.